Okay, it's 7 p.m. It's time to start the meeting. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
I make the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. First thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance and then a moment of silent prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Shall we introduce ourselves there, Ms. Carroll? Okay. All right. Well,
you want to know the new commissioners.
Okay. Go ahead, Christina, go ahead and introduce yourself. We don't know what we're going to be yet, but this is Christina Rendez.
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 Yes.
She used to live in the house that was two doors back from Estelle, the rental property.
Oh.
And they bought a house on Ludenburg farther up, across near, up near Boynton.
Okay, cool. Okay.
All right. Is there anybody in the audience who'd like to make any comments or anything? If not, we're going to move along. December 17th, 2024, city meeting minutes. Were there any additional corrections or anything that what it's already posted the way it was? So I need to know. If not, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes?
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Vervell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. City financial report for December 2024. No, that you've got the expense sheet.
Oh, okay.
They were posted, and they were also distributed. Did anybody have any problems with them? Okay, do I hear a motion to accept the December 2024 city financial reports? Thank you, Mr. Metcalf.
Sorry.
I
second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Bill. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. The invoices are going around. Okay. The legal and contracts is next. And we have Mr. DeWeese here this evening.
Hello.
And is there, I've got on here snow removal discussion. And our contractor didn't show up. So my question is, would you like for Mr. DeWeese to do some sort of documentation to make them aware of the fact that that can't happen again?
I would like for you to take whatever kind of recourse needs to be taken to give them a warning that this cannot happen again. That we have a contract with them and they don't need our permission every time they want to do something.
Well, that's not exactly true.
Well, but I'm saying, I would expect, if I can follow the weather report, and all I am is a little old woman sitting at home waiting to see if it's going to snow, I would expect the snow removal company to at least be following the reports and not tell me, man, we got caught with our pants down. Really? I knew about this 3 days before it got here. How could
right.
you not know? You know, that's
right. I think it comes down to preparation.
Well,
and assignment.
Having enough equipment.
Right.
And he gave us the impression, or at least I thought so when I looked at the contract, that he had ample equipment to do what he needed to do to take care of the city of Washington. So you don't do that. You don't do 10 lane miles of road with one snowplow. You can't do it.
Right. And it also takes preparation. You can't wait till the last
That's
minute.
Right.
You've got to
have the materials.
Have the material, but you also got to have you have to have an initial run through. You can't be in the case of a city, because this is what we've always done in the past. The snow removal company has already predetermined who's going to do the work.
Well, yeah.
Okay. And that person's or persons come out and go through the neighborhood. They can't be piling up in front of mailboxes. They can't be piling up definitely in front of fire hydrants. They need to look at the setting of the properties, because most of the properties, if you look all through the city, a lot of the properties have the driveways on opposite sides of the houses where they want to put the snow.
Well, and we have so many cul-de-sacs. Well, we have, I counted them, I think 15 cul-de-sacs in the city. You can't, where are you going to put the snow?
Well, that's, again, the cul-de-sacs are set up. When you get into the cul-de-sac, look at it, and you will notice there's a big, long stretch. It's not at the end.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah, it's the big, long stretch between the two driveway that's on that side of the house and driveways on this side of the house. And that's what they're supposed to be doing. So, again, can you handle that?
Yeah, so it's basically, I mean, they were slow and incomplete, and you're concerned about their ability to perform in the future.
Right.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
And then not to show up at the meeting if they
yeah.
were asked. With notice they're not showing. Yeah.
Sure.
And is not a professional reason.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not an appropriate answer either.
Okay.
Well,
I
sure.
think next time we need to ask the question, you know, to whomever. How
well,
many
exactly.
trucks do you have? How are you going to, you know, scrape this?
Have you handled this before?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, all these questions we need to ask. With any vendor, really.
Right.
Well,
any vendor.
Well, and that was, okay, I think, there again, we're tied into what, a 3-year contract with him?
Well, that's one of the reasons we want to.
What is that?
Yeah.
This is one of the reasons why we want Mr. DeWeese to give them a heads up, because we, you know.
It's unfortunate we have to have.
Well,
Rob sent a letter.
Well,
that's
sometimes you just have to do what you have to do.
No, I understand that. I'm saying it's very
right.
unfortunate, and it's not very business.
Yeah, and
And I will tell you all what I told Mason. I was giving people information. I was answering phone calls, emails, and I was giving them information based on what he told me.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now I'm 77 years old now, and all I have, just about, is my credibility. And when I tell somebody something, they know I mean it. If I tell you this is going to happen or that happened, that's right. And I told him, I said, you have damaged my credibility with any of these constituents in the city of Worthington Hills. They won't believe me when I tell them anything. And I did. I made a decided effort that when I answered anybody's questions or their comments, I never mentioned his company by name. I protected his reputation.
Right.
And he didn't offer me the same courtesy.
No.
Right.
And I'm really upset by that.
I can do that.
Hmm? Okay.
I can do that.
I mean, I just think...
I understand.
Sorry, but I, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And do we... I had a question about that. Do we retain, like, a copy of the...
I have it.
Insurance? Is that in the contract?
It should be. We should
okay.
have a copy of
it. Yeah, them. Like workers' comp insurance and what type of, you know, I mean, accidents happen. People could get hit. Something, you know, property could be damaged.
Well,
and that's with any
was,
vendor.
That's her, what I heard too, was that it was some people's the property had been, mailboxes had been hit and other stuff, but, you know,
yeah.
That's just, I don't know. I can't
right, you
say that
there.
Sure,
and you.
Know. I only know what
being
I know.
Out on the road either.
Yeah.
You have to take his word for it. And, you know, he just lets you down.
He let the whole city
he
down.
He did it, yeah.
He let the whole city down.
Yep.
Okay.
I can do that.
Okay. All right.
Do we get that up? So, do we send it to
you
for review before I send it?
Hey,
do you want me to send it to you for review before
if
I send
you,
it?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, we can put your email address on here and I'll send it to you before I send it off. I should go get that out tomorrow.
It's for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need help get to your car?
It's work on my shoulders.
Might keep you from
sadness. That's true.
All right. I guess that's all we need to do on that. Next is we're going to have some bids and for our trash pickup. We're at the end of our contract with Rumpke as of the 30th of June. And also, we got our renewal with Derby City Protection coming up. So, if, and you all know, I sent you all a copy of the email that I sent to Chris Pierce,
mm-hmm.
trying to get the information. And I sent another one on Saturday, get them until 3 o'clock today, and still haven't gotten it. And I made sure that Mr. Deweys was copied on it. So hopefully, maybe by the time we put, by next month, hopefully we'll have, they've already had it for 20 days. I mean, I gave it, the first email I think was sometime in December before Christmas. It was December 18th or 19th when I sent the first one. So I don't understand what the problem is. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
If you want me to look through those contracts, I'd be glad to.
Yeah, when we get the bids back and stuff, we'll have the bid process. We like to get started early. I would have preferred to start them about the 1st of February, but we'll probably send them out for bid the 1st of March. So we have them for the March city meeting, and we'll have hopefully enough information to where once we decide who we want to go with, we'll make sure you should have a look-see at them.
Okay.
Okay?
I can do that.
Derby City Protection, we've had them since 2017. I just want to bring it up. If they stay within the limits, we can keep them another year without having to do the bid process. So, that's all we need you for.
All right. I will take my leave, and I'll get this. I should have this to you.
Thank you.
Should have this to you tomorrow.
I thank you very
my
much.
Pleasure.
I am sorry to inconvenience you, but
no more.
We were expecting something more.
I'm glad it didn't happen.
So. Thank the Lord for cool weather.
All right, you all have a good evening. And we'll talk to you.
And I even brought my
you got the minute?
I like savers.
Okay. Old business.
know about old business.
Well, I'm signing something, so you'll have to give me a break here. Okay. We'll get down to that in a minute. Did everybody get their e-file done to Kentucky? All right. Just want to make sure. I don't want to be getting any emails.
Thank you. You too.
Y'all be safe out there. Nothing on the welcoming commission, ambassadors. Emergency communications.
We're going to use channel 16. Then.
16. Channel 16. Okay. I feel like I'm missing something. We'll get to it in a minute.
You
all
got,
right.
You got job duties listed on.
Well, that was just. Has anybody got. Has everybody got most of their job duties done? You can continue adding on to them. I would just basically put in a word doc. Right. I just want to make sure it's getting done. I'm still working on mine.
Okay, who wants to be road commissioner?
Well, hang on a minute.
I'm going to sit on her hand.
I think you handled that better.
Hang on a minute. We aren't there. Okay. I had something that I've got in the email.
I wouldn't give it to you.
I want to make sure you all.
I think you answered on this.
Here you go.
Definitely.
Yeah, she did a funny job. Okay, this, I got first contacted last September about this, and I basically advised her that we couldn't make any decisions. It's Fight to Beat Cancer. No guy. Have y'all got? Okay. Everybody got one? Okay. She sent me this. They got a route. It's on the back of the first page. Okay. I have a problem with the route, and I gave her an explanation that. Number one, I couldn't make the decision because we're a commission form of government. But I told her there's an issue with the route through our city which needs to be and can be addressed before then. There are two stop signs on your current plan route, one at the intersection of Halifax Drive and Ludenburg Drive and another at Ludenburg Drive in Northumberland. See, they're wanting to come in through Oakhurst and turn down
Halifax.
Go through Halifax, then turn on Ludenburg. And I don't know if they're. It appears they're going towards the railroad tracks, from the best I can figure out. It really doesn't tell me one way or the other how they're moving. I can't tell if they're coming in from Westport Road or they're going out from Westport Road. They could be coming in from Westport Road.
Well, it looks like the arrow, they're coming in from. Because there's Murphy Lane.
Are they coming in from Murphy Lane? Where do you see the arrow at?
Yeah,
right,
oh, okay.
And this is 3.
They're heading back to Norton.
I'm okay.
That's a 3.
Okay.
And there's 4
okay.
over here.
Well, anyhow, I'm recommending they go Halifax to Northumberland because then they're not going to run into the stop sign at the end of Ludenburg Drive. Okay. If you look at my reply to her, it's on the. Okay.
Most of the time, don't they provide? Don't they bring their own?
Everything.
Hmm?
Everything. All we have to do is give them permission to say, "Yeah, you can do that."
Right.
They put signs up.
So they don't bring their crossing guards or anything like that with them. Or?
No.
I mean, I think it's great if they'll use the. I mean, if they want to use the other well, I think it would be a need to have them.
I have recommended they change it over to Northumberland. I don't know what their idea of going through Ludenburg is other than maybe mileage.
I think they're confused. I think they're thinking Halifax and Ludenburg lead to Northumberland. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's according to the map.
They're on Ludenburg. They're coming in through Halifax, through Oakhurst, Okay, then they're getting to that stop sign there at the top of the hill.
Turning.
And turning right and going down Ludenburg, where they should just go all the way up past the flagpole and run down to North Memphlin. That way there's no stop signs.
Well, let's cut off now, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, it's cut off because they didn't go up to the flagpole.
Oh, okay.
But North Memphlin...
I see.
It's not...
It could be the mileage, because it looks like it's a little bit longer than going right to...
Well, anyhow, this is...
We will participate.
Yeah, we have... My recommendation is they take it over to Northumberland.
Yeah, okay.
Rather than going Ludenburg, because of Ludenburg, yet that stop sign and the cross traffic does not stop. Okay? That way they've only got one stop sign, period. It's a four-way stop.
Yeah.
Okay? It's safer, as far as I'm concerned, to go... Halifax all the way to Northumberland right there. It turns at the flagpole. It turns into Northumberland, and then they can follow it on out.
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion, or Dennis, you can. I don't care. Whatever.
No, that's okay.
I'll make a motion that they change the route. If they wanted you to come through Worthington Hills, they take Halifax all the way to Northumberland there by the flagpole and turn towards, which will lead them out, Westport Road. Okay? That's my motion. And that's for their safety. It's not because I want to make it hard for them. It's their safety because of the stop sign at Ludenburg Drive in Northumberland. The cross traffic does not stop.
There are fewer speed bumps on...
They're about the same.
On Northumberland and...
Yeah, one on another one on Halifax, which we did the same one first, and then you have one there before you get to Luray. You got another one before you between Dickerson and Mecklenburg, and then you got another one at in front of the Brook House. So that's four, and if you look, Ludenburg got four too.
It just seems like Northumberland's wider for some.
Yeah, it is wider. Yeah, it is wider.
Yeah.
Right. That too. So that's my motion.
One second.
Thank you, Commissioner Medcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Change route approval only. Okay. So what do you want to do if they want to change the route? Tell them to find a new place?
No. They proceed at their own risk.
Safety at their own risk. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just say approved.
I'm just saying, you know.
Approved with the route changed north up.
I mean, it's not big of a deal to change the route.
No, but I'm... But it's not a neighborhood. But if they do get whatever, I just feel like we should still want them there doing that. I think it's a good thing for the city to.
Right.
Well, it says a couple of residents are participating too.
I got no problem with the event. I got a problem with the route. Because, like you said, Northumberland's wider, and they're already riding it anyhow. So. All right. Got that done. All right. All right, the budget. We've got to make some mid-year adjustments. And I sent you a copy of this. I swear. Let me pass it down. I sent you an explanation for what my suggestion is. Because we finalized this budget in May of 24, it was before we got a reprieve from Rumke. We've got extra dollars there to where, if you'll notice under the the sanitation, that amount that's in the little print there is the actual amount for sanitation for the year, 12 months worth, because we're on a flat, you know, every month it's the same amount. So my recommendation is to take those amounts that we took off of the sanitation and move the snow removal to 40,000 and take the remaining amount, I think it's $3,360, and put it up on the open space maintenance because of the tree removal. We had tree removal and there was lots of, I don't know, we still got some trees in the green space.
Well, in the green space, maybe, but the ones
in the island, they came out. Yeah, they came out. That was $1,900. That was almost $2,000. Yeah. And then we had those locust and cherry trees in the green space. So, anyhow, I just need to... that's my recommendation.
Well, I do need some money to work.
Oh, yeah. We understand you need some money. We're going to leave you out there, Bear. I told you we'd move it around.
Let's see it.
$100.
We do have some salt in the storage shed. So, anyhow, do I hear a motion to accept the mid-year adjustments to the 2025 annual budget worksheet with her? Commissioner Renzetes. I'll never get it right.
Renzetes.
Renzetes. Okay, I'm sorry. My teeth fall out when I start talking funny. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. I get that right now.
Yes.
I'm getting it right. Okay, finally, after how many years? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. There's your new adjustment, please. Okay, Commissioner positions. I jumped over that one. Okay. Of our existing commissioners, anybody want to move? Okay.
Out of state?
Somewhere worth more.
Well, just remember, you aren't in Florida today.
What? I'm what?
You aren't a commissioner in Florida today.
We're in Portland. Have you seen New Orleans?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Oh,
all the South has gotten snow, and they have no idea what to do.
Houston got snow. Galveston got a little
snow. Okay, let's not get off the
snow. Okay.
Okay, so Commissioner Babil is going to stay as road commissioner. Commissioner Maupin staying as utilities commissioner. Commissioner Metcalf staying as public safety and health commissioner. And Commissioner Renzetes. As the property maintenance commissioner. Is there any objections to that? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. And we also have to do the mayor pro tem.
Oh, that's right.
And Dennis is the only one that has the Master of City Government's award, which... Again, that doesn't mean anything. If anybody else wants it, speak it up. Raise your hand.
Why don't I just jump from the firing pan into the fire?
Okay. If everybody's okay with Dennis remaining the mayor pro tem, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So Dennis stays Mayor Pro Tem. We've got our commissioner position done. All right, so we got the commissioner position done. For those who haven't filled out, who is, here's the utilities commissioner. Put her name, or get her to put her name in there. Sorry,
well, it does.
Here's the road commissioners. Oh, here's the property commission. Have her put her name in that one. And that's it. Okay. All right. Open meetings, open records. I want everybody is going to get a copy of the KLC City Officials Academy slides and the audio files. I'll be sending. I've got to get them separated out, but I have recorded all the sessions. Yes, I stayed. Dennis and I stayed the whole day, all 3 days. So we have all the recordings. So if I'll send out the meeting schedule, okay, and anybody that wants anything else, they can let me know and I can find it on the tapes and send you the audio file and the and video. But I wanted to make sure this gets done because this is very important. The open records, okay, you comes down to when people ask for stuff, there's a time frame. But there's limitations on what we have to provide. Okay? The one thing that we can get away with now, and this happened a couple of years ago. Was if you get a request, first off, make sure Bev gets a copy of it. Okay? But here's the other thing is, if their address, if they don't live in Kentucky, they don't have property within the city of Worthington Hills, okay, they can live elsewhere and have property, but or they can have representative about the property, but they have to be an individual fills out this one. Okay? All right. This one, when you go to the website, it says open records, open meetings, and there's a hyperlink to get to this form. The back one is for commercial open records requests. If you get any request from any commercial entity, send it to Beth, okay? Because this is different. If it's for profit, and that also, if you'll look, it asks that question on the other one. Once it's a for-profit, we have the right to charge for our time. And the most we use these open records requests is for tax information, okay? But individuals fill out this. Yes, ma'am.
I have a question, because I know we sometimes do it. But does this in any way pertain to the thing that I've been thinking about, text messaging?
It can.
That's what I was afraid
okay.
of.
Right. If you want to really not text any city business, because as a city official, your text messages are subject to open records. Your emails are subject to open records. Your social media conversations that pertain to city business are open to open records. Anything and everything that you do, if you identify yourself as a commissioner or a city official, boom, that becomes an open record. And there are limitations on how they can request stuff, okay? I just want to make you aware of it, because if there is an open records request and then they appeal to the Attorney General's office, it's not on you all. It's on Beth. Okay? It's on the city clerk because she's responsible for, as part of the clerk's responsibilities, to make sure these things get replied to timely.
Well, I wouldn't want to have to get up my cell phone.
Right.
For any amount of time.
Linda, what you did with social media and gave them the timeline, I have no problem with it, okay, other than you need to make sure you've got a record of it. Okay.
Well, I do.
Okay.
And basically what I did first was, are you talking about on Nextdoor?
Yeah.
Was I gave them my address,
mm-hmm.
the road commissioner address.
Right.
And the road commissioner phone number.
Right.
You know.
But anything you say on there, if you get into an argument, guess what? They're going to start asking for open records on them.
Well.
And that, again, I just want to make sure everybody understands. That's why I just, you know, really encourage staying away from them as much as possible. In your case, it helped. It really did make a difference. It cut all the calamity down immediately. I mean, it was like, boom, it stopped. And there are people that just like to dig, you know.
The main reason I did it, and that was something I was going to say to everybody tonight, is because I don't routinely participate on Nextdoor or any kind of social media. But, and I understand that the homeowners were upset, but they were making personal attacks on the mayor. They were making personal attacks on other people. There was misinformation being spread, and I just wanted to put a stop to it. There was no reason for that.
No. Right.
And what I found out, once they started contacting me, I was able to answer their questions.
Right.
Okay? Or I was able to take their information and
right.
do something about it.
Right.
And I think the biggest thing that I wanted to do was stop people from all the surrounding communities from blaming
exactly.
us for the lousy condition of their streets.
Well, it seems that there are some that they, I, a lack of a better word, troll Nextdoor and
oh, yeah.
are ready to just jump
right.
on the
yep.
the hate train and then pass out
yep.
cups of hate.
We've got like five or six of them on there.
But I wanted to put a stop to it, and that's
yeah,
why I did it.
Yeah, and it worked, and I appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Now, I know you don't need me to protect you, but I don't like it when somebody does that, when somebody makes it personal.
Yeah.
There's no
right.
place for that.
Right. Okay. The other thing is, back in 19 when we took over, we made a pretty much an agreement that replies to email. You need to reply to emails promptly within 24 hours, if possible. At least some of the people are getting their emails, their city emails, into their phones. You need to let us know that you've received it because we're not being able to get response back or we're not knowing if the information got to you. So, again, please try and stay on that 24-hour return on phone calls and emails.
Sometimes I read them, I just don't reply. I'm like,
well, just hit a smiley or something and send it back.
So we know you got it.
Well,
yeah.
I just didn't know if a reply, if it concerns
sometimes
a reply.
I'm
like that on social media, too.
Okay. Another thing is, we have to learn, the commissioners have to learn to use blind carbon copy when we're sending an email out so that the reply all doesn't turn into an open meetings violation. Okay? So if you're sending something out to all of us, put each one of our names in blind copy because some of these emails are set up for reply automatically.
Morning.
Yeah. Mine isn't, but it's a setting, I believe, is what it's a setting. But the best way to resolve that, and they brought this up in the training last week, it becomes an issue because somebody can really call us down on it. So, again, just hit the BCC and put the everybody's name in and go that route when you if you want to send an email to everybody.
Send out the minutes and stuff, that too?
No.
Just think we'll have a discussion on things.
Yeah, we don't want to have a discussion because then it could come across as we're taking action, okay? It's like when I sent out this, the budget thing, and I gave you, I blindcopied each one of you all so that we would not get into a discussion. Okay, but I wanted you to make sure that you got this ahead of time so you could look at it because I'm one person, okay? We're a commission form of government, and again, I'll bring it up again. Each one of us have our own responsibilities, and I can help out. I don't want to be taking anybody's job, but if I see something, I say something, okay? So that's just the way it is. We just all need to work that same way. You know, we work as a team, but we can't be getting into making decisions or even discussing anything. It looks like we're scheming on our emails. So again, it's hard for me to explain this, but it's been brought up every year that Dennis and I and everybody else that's went to the City Officials Academy. Open meetings is a big thing in Kentucky. They want everybody to know what's going on. They don't want anything being done behind closed doors, which I don't have any problem with that at all. I would rather have it all done in the front. This is why, you know, I send out the projected or the proposed agenda so that you all have an idea. If you want something on there, if you've got something, I'm just one typing these up to try to keep the meeting moving. I'm not trying to be the boss. I'm just trying to be helpful, making sure we try to get everything that we need to get done. Okay?
Let me back up for just a second. Should I be using this when a property owner asks for tax information?
If the property owner needs to have, you need to get that from a property owner. Okay? Yeah. The back one?
Yeah. So I should use this one for property owners.
Right.
Okay.
The commercial open records request is only for the people who are doing it for a profit. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you send me that?
It's on the website.
Okay.
It's on the home page where it says open records request. You can pull it down. This is actually on. This is directly off the Attorney General's website. The link from there, it gives you the instructions, and in the top and on that link, on the top line, there's a hyperlink that will get you to this. Anytime that you know. Anybody ask for anything, this is the best thing to do because this is our protection. Okay? Because if you'll notice some of the things on here, right there it says not for a commercial purpose. Okay? And it's got a mark for commercial purpose. If it gets marked for commercial purpose, then send them to CRC. Okay? It says, and an individual residing in the Commonwealth. Okay. That's pretty understandable. A domestic business entity with a location in the Commonwealth. Okay. That's okay. A foreign business entity registered with the Kentucky Secretary of State. Okay. They probably get property, but they still, you know, the entity, the commercial open records, commercial purpose. Okay. But the news gathering organization, we had a long discussion about that because guess what? The bloggers could try and come across, Okay, they can ask for that stuff, and if they're in Kentucky, you got to give it to them. They don't have to live in the city, but if they're in Kentucky, you have to give it to them. And again, if you've got an attorney that thinks that's working on behalf of a person that the attorney's in Kentucky, best thing to do is call KLC and see how we need to handle it. Because again, we have property owners that don't live in the United States.
That's true.
Okay? So they send you an email, you have no idea who it is. I could give you examples, but I won't. Okay? Because I know of a couple that are right here in Worthington Hills. And they have asked for the tax information, and I've advised them they have to send this. And of course, they never did. So most of the time, you're not going to see it, but I want to make you aware of the fact that if you do happen to get a request or want some information that you that requires an open records request, this is the one to get. Okay.
But we don't give it to them. Bev gives it to them.
You just send it over to Bev, and she'll get the stuff over to her. But I want to make sure you all know that.
Or they can print it from the website.
Or they can print it from the website, right. All right. You can tell them that the open records requests are on the website. And that's usually what I normally do, but they, you know, whether they do anything or not is up to, you know, who knows when. You know, what did we get today? We got something. Oh, Bev got a request today for information about our trash service. Of course, she sent me an email, and I just basically, first thing I do was check to see if it was a valid web address. And it was. But guess what I didn't find on the web address? I didn't find an address. There was no, I looked in everything that I could look in. There was no contact. Their contact was a form, you know, like you get. There's still no city or state address. So I just told her, don't reply.
Do you think they were a trash service?
The site was a research group.
Oh, okay.
Supposedly. Okay, like I said, it didn't say anything. It has a nice, wonderful site, talks about climate change and the environmental impact and all that other good green stuff. Okay?
Yeah.
So, anyhow. Alright. Let's see, I think I got all this stuff in this business. Oh, court training. If you can. And Susan, you went last year, right?
I'm going this year.
Okay.
I love that.
This is the most fun training, and it's close by this year. We don't even have to go downtown. It's over in Sawyer Park. It's over there at the conference center. And hint, hint. When he starts asking questions, be the first one to say something.
You get a prize.
Get a prize, okay? They're pretty good, too. First ones are always real good, okay? So, again, don't, you know, they have a dinner. Who knows what it'll be? And then, they have giveaways. The giveaways are always fun and good, okay? I still have a bag of that stuff.
Now, this is the building where the old hospital used to be in the back. Okay.
Yeah, right. It's at the corner there.
Where the water
comes. It's a beautiful building.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. All right. Is there anything else in new business that I need to cover? All right. If not, commission's report.
I'll go first.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulford.
1223 email from Samantha Hartman with the Kentuckiana Property Management asking if I reported the street light out at 4000 Shelley Place. 1224, I replied to Samantha Hartwick and told her I did follow up with LG&E, reported again. No explanation was given to the delay route. So maybe you said the wrong address may have been taken the first time. 12:30, Mayor Stone emailed reporting two streetlights out at 4308 R1 Court and 12009 Bayrun Drive. I reported the lights and replied to Mayor Stone and told him so. I had one voicemail and then emailed. 12:31, email from Mayor Stone stating lights staying on at 12124 Bayrun Drive. I reported to LG&E. 17, I asked Mayor Stone to post on the website that Rumpke service may be delayed due to snow and ice. Then on 19, I received an email from Christopher Pierce with Rumpke. He stated that Rumpke will try and run pickup on Friday, 10. I phoned Mayor Stone and asked that he change the information on the city's website. 1:13, Drove City for streetlight check. 1:20, Drove City for streetlight check. Streetlights out at 11917 Tazewell Drive and 11900 Boyden Court. The light was broken from the pole. And light out at 4707 Lunenburg Drive. 1:21, attended city meeting and was to say the radio check with Commissioner Metcalf and read all January emails.
The which point? In the one in the curve?
The one in the circle. It's right in front of the houses. The light is broke off like that from the top of the pole.
That's the reason why the one isn't working at the front. Because they're both connected.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay. All right. Thank
and
you.
And the man stopped and was watching me. That's probably who called last night. Because he didn't look up until he saw me looking up. And then he was like looking at the light. So that's probably who called. Maybe. I don't know if somebody did.
Okay.
He saw it. But
all right.
Yeah, it's broke. I don't know how. Maybe. Looks like something hit it.
Hit the pole or hit the light?
Hit the light because it is broke over. It's just hanging from the wires. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe that pole got brittle and cracked.
The whole lamp broke off. Yeah. It's one of the, what do they call carriage lights? No, the whole.
It's one of the new ones. That's one of the new poles.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking.
It's an LCD.
The whole light is knocked over hanging from wires.
It isn't look like somebody backed into it.
It looks like maybe somebody either threw something and hit it or a cherry picker hit it. You know, something like that.
Okay. All right. Who's next? Thank you, Commissioner Mulvin.
Yes,
Commissioner Metcalf, go ahead.
12125 Commissioner Report. Checked the city on multiple occasions. Mayor Stone and I went to the post office each Friday. Conducted radio checks at the last city meeting using channel 15. We'll conduct radio checks at night 12125 using channel 16. On 12:25:25 issued parking permits for 4004 North Everly Drive. On 12:24:25 issued permits to 3915 North Everly Drive. On 12:25:25, issued permits on 11908 Leanne Court. On 12:28:25, issued permits to 4512 Mifflinburg Court. Mayor Stone and I attended KLC Academy in Lexington on 11/15/16/17/2025. Answered numerous phone calls. Mayor Stone and I went to storage on one occasion, and Mayor Stone and I went to Dan Small's office on 11/17/24.
Okay, thank you very much. Commissioner Resendez, do you have something? All right.
I do because I was, being here in the meeting, so I can learn what you guys were talking about.
Good. Thank you very much.
So, good. She did give me the the radio and stuff. So she gave me some documents that I was like, notes. So I went through the notes and I did my.
Okay, great.
That was nice of her.
So, yeah, she was really nice about that. So the start of from 1/1/25 to 1/21/25. The second of January, I successfully sent on my email account an outlook for the property commission. I informed Mayor Stoneman and confirmed that the text email was sent without any issues. Then on January 5th, which is a Sunday, I checked my email during the winter storm event, which it was at, and there was no new messages regarding property maintenance on that day. Then on Tuesday, January 8th, I drove slowly around the city to check the trees and landscaping. There was still no signs of damage, as there was still a lot of snow accumulated as of Tuesday. From January 13th, 2025 to yesterday, the 1/20/25. Over that past week, I drove around the city several occasions and I was just to report there have been no concerns, not just by citizens regarding trees or landscaping matters.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yes. Christina, if you will, if you'll email me a copy of that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Way to go. So, well, I don't have anything else.
Linda.
Oh, Linda, I thought you did yours. I'm sorry. Okay, Commissioner Bedell, I am sorry.
Well, I will condense it, basically. 2024, I completed and submitted the Mayor Stone in my 2024 Statement of Financial Interest. On a 1/4, I contacted Mo Better at 1240 and asked him to treat the streets before the winter storm got here. Now, basically, what I'm going to tell you now, and I will, these will be on record, so if you all want more detail, you can read them. But between 1/6 and 1/11, I returned 33 phone calls, 25 emails, and replied to 8 text messages about the road. When those calls would come in, I would contact Mo Better. And on 1/6, I reached out to Mo Better and asked him to come back through and plow curb to curb, not down the middle of the street. He said that he would, his reply was, all the streets will be plowed sometime tonight. That was at 8:30 that morning. At 11:13, I received a phone call from a homeowner who told me that only half of the street had been plowed. I reached out the next day. I reached out at 7. That was when he told me the event had caught them unprepared. I told him I wanted updates. On 8, I contacted him because I had received complaints about snow and ice on Rustburg, Old Pulaski, and Luray, because the person that was plowing would raise the plow when he would get to the circle and not plow the streets. He would just raise the plow and move on. So I asked him to send the truck back to redo the cul-de-sacs and to include East Bay cul-de-sacs because they were treacherous as well. On the 9th, I contacted him because of the complaints I was receiving about the plows leaving snow in front of the mailboxes and in front of driveways that had already been cleared. And the chief operating officer, who I talked to that time, told me that that's why they plowed the center of the streets to begin with, was in order to avoid putting any snow around mailboxes or any of this other stuff. So it just got crazier as it went on. I also let them know that Halifax from Lunenburg Drive down to the entrance where the city begins at the white fence, that hadn't been touched at all. Nobody had ever been down there. No plow, no nothing. It was just not done. On the 10th, I contacted him at 7:10 a.m. and asked him what the plan was. And he told me that they had finished salting, and once the roads, once the snow reached, they would plow. They had salted, they would plow. He said there would be two or more trucks plowing. Then I received another call from the person on our line mid-afternoon after my 7:10 phone call that morning that their streets had not been salted or plowed. Okay, on 10/1/11, I received a phone call at 2:34 a.m. about the plow being on Pulaski, but driving with the blade up. I tried to contact Mo Better, but got no answer. And I left a message and also sent an email, and I received a reply from Mo Better a little bit before 6 o'clock telling me that the trucks should be around sometime today getting it done, and that was when I just lost it. And I said, sometime is not good enough. I don't want to hear sometime. Tell me when. And I got a call back in just a very few minutes and said the trucks are out there plowing. And I said, okay. On 1/18, with the forecast for the wintry mix that we just had, I contacted him 2:30 in the afternoon and asked him to treat the streets treat the streets because of wintry mix is supposed to begin at midnight, and I wanted them treated before then, and he said he did. And I did receive an email confirming that the streets were in much better shape. That's my report. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's not what's on there.
Huh? Well, I just sort of, you know, condensed it a little bit. But, you know, there again, it shouldn't be this hard.
Okay. Is there anything else before I ask for an adjournment?
I'm sure it needs to be reworded. Well, I'm writing as I went along.
If there's nothing else, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Mappin. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. It's 8:03 p.m.
Good, didn't we?
Thank you very much.